I was thinking today of the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I said to myself, if you wanted to write a short biography of Christ, what would you put in it? And I thought, what would I put in it if I wanted to summarize quickly the life of Christ? And then I thought of a series of words beginning with the letter T. And I said, these are the things that sum up the whole biography, the whole life's story of the Lord Jesus. And the first one you will find in the Gospel according to John at the chapter 14. John's Gospel, chapter 14. And it says there, the Lord Jesus has said to the man who was questioning him. And he told him, he said to him, I am the way, the 14th chapter of John's Gospel, John chapter 14. And he said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Verse 6, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Truth. That's whom Jesus was. He was the truth. And then I thought of that awful trial that Jesus had. And Pilate asked him a question. And he said to him in the 18th chapter of John's Gospel, Pilate therefore saith unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest, I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? He didn't wait for the answer. In fact, he turned his back against truth when he left Christ. For it says, and when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews. Christ is the truth. Pilate said, what is truth? And turned his back on truth. But thank God, when we meet Christ, we know him to be the truth. And when we know the truth, we know the way, and we receive the life. So the first thing is the truth. And then I thought of a scripture that you'll find in 1 Peter. And in 1 Peter, we read these words at the chapter 2 and at the verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree. And there's the second one. The tree. And we associate the tree with the word of Christ. And in John's Gospel 19, we read at verse 30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The truth, the tree. And on that tree, he finished the work. We're not saved because of the wood of the cross. We're saved because of the work done on the cross for our salvation. A finished work. And then I thought of another scripture, which you'll find in Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel at the chapter 24. And the verse is the verse 6. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. And here we have the tomb, the truth, the tree, the tomb. He is not here. He is risen. The tomb is empty. Christ has accomplished salvation. He will never die again. You remember what he said to John when he gave him the revelation, the last book of the Bible. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, look at me, I am alive forevermore. And I've got the keys of hell and of death. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. He came from heaven as the truth of God. He hung upon a tree as our sin-bearing substitute. He finished the work that God gave him to do. As a child of 12, he said, wist ye not, I must be about my Father's business. And he did his Father's business, and he cried, it is finished. And when he cried that, the veil of the temple was rent in twain. The door was open. The passage was open for poor sinners to come to the mercy seat. That's what the publican said. He said, God be merciful. And the word there in the Greek text, God be my mercy seat. Praise God. Jesus is the blood-sprinkled mercy seat. He's finished the work. Go to the tomb. He's not there. I remember visiting her 11 of 1 Corinthians, and in that chapter he tells us the wonderful thing that in verse 26 of that chapter he says, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he come. And that's what we're doing tonight. We're displaying, we're proclaiming, we're showing forth the Lord's death. But listen to this, till he come. Someday there will be the last communion in the church. Someday the whole universal church will take their last communion. They may not know anything about it. But that week, they're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. No partings yonder. We'll never say goodbye in heaven. We'll never say goodbye. For in that land of joy and song, they never say goodbye. And last of all, I would take you to the 7th chapter of Revelation. And there we have the last T, the truth, the tree, the tomb, the table, and the throne. And in the midst of the throne, there stood a lamb as it had been slain. Did you ever see a standing dead lamb? Never. Because a lamb that is slain couldn't stand. But in that scripture, we read that he stands in the midst of the throne, a newly slain lamb. For he who was rich, yet for our sakes became poor, that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. And how rich we are. We know about the truth, and we know the truth. We've been to the tree, and our burden has been taken away. We've stood at the tomb, and we know he's alive forevermore. We've been to his table, but it's only till he comes and we see him on the throne. May God help us to worship him this night in this communion feast. Let's bow our heads. And as our heads are bowed, some brother, as the Lord leads him, will give thanks for the bread which speaks of the broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.